Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 10 to 15 minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Monday, October 3rd.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to go to a big Monday Night Football clash between the 2-1 Los Angeles Rams and the 1-2 San Francisco 49ers. This Monday Night Football showdown kicks off at 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time tonight, and currently the 49ers are listed as a very short 1.5-point home favorite, and the total in this one is a very low total of 42.5. Now, these NFC West rivals are coming off opposite performances from Week 3. The Rams just beat Arizona 20-12, easily covering as a 3.5-point road favorite. Meanwhile, the 49ers lost to Denver in primetime 11-10, losing outright as a 1.5-point road favorite. Now, what we've noticed in this game, which is interesting, is that the line really hasn't moved at all. The 49ers open as around a 1.5-point home favorite, and that's pretty much where they're staying as of right now. What it is notable, too, is that the Rams are the big public play tonight. The Rams are getting 75% of bets, so the public does like the defending champs here, taking the 1.5 points. But what's notable to me and what I'll be looking for throughout the day is, where does this line move next? Anytime you look to game day, this is when limits are raised, big bets come in. Where do we see this line start to move? So, for example, if we see this line, 49ers minus 1.5 right now, creep up to minus 2, that'll be an indication that some respective money is going San Fran at home. However, we're at 1.5 right now, and the other thing is the juice is minus 110 on both sides. So you don't really see a minus 120, minus 115. Pretty much the 1.5 is right where it should be based on the odds makers. They're not really tipping their hand, telling us where this next move might be. But on the flip side, if you see this 1.5 start to move down to 1 or closer to a pick'em, then that'll be a good sign for Rams bettors that late Rams money is coming in. Now, what we have seen just in general this year, dogs. Dogs have barked pretty loud all year. They went 8-5-1 ATS in yesterday's Sunday slate, and they're now 38-24 against the spread, 61% overall this season. Now, one advantage for San Fran here would be the coaching matchup. Mike Shanahan versus Sean McVay. Shanahan's been really good. He's had the number of McVay. Even though McVay got him in the big playoff game last year, Shanahan is 6-0 straight up in the last six matchups against McVay. You would see Brad Allen, the home ref tonight. He is 56% ATS to the home team. So again, where do we see this line move next? Public likes the Rams. San Fran has the edge in the coaching matchup. Does the 1.5 go up or down? That's what I'll be monitoring for the rest of the day leading up to kickoff. Now, in terms of the total, seems like a very low number, and the public feels like this is so low, it's got to go over. But we did see some shops open as high as 48, 47, 46 as a total, and now we're down all the way to 42.5. And similar to the spread here, it's minus 110 both sides with this total, so no tipping of the hand, seeing where it may go next. But again, one thing you have seen are primetime unders. Primetime unders, even though you did see the game last night between the Chiefs and the Bucks go way over, it's still been a pretty smart bet to go primetime, go under here. Unders are now 8-4 in primetime this year, and overall primetime unders are around 59% since 2019. You also look at the bet splits here. Around 65% of bets are on the over, yet this total has fallen quite a bit. Unders on the season, they actually just suffered their first losing day. We did have overs go 8-6 yesterday, but unders on the year in the NFL are still 37-26, 59%. One notable advantage would be a divisional under. That's really been the best spot to take unders this year. Divisional unders, when you have two opponents from the same division playing each other, the under this year is 16-5, 76% overall. Also, San Fran 3-0 to the under this year. And you have the Rams 2-1 to the under as well, so two under teams in general. And in terms of the weather at Levi's Stadium in San Francisco, it's going to be a nice night. It's going to be about 70 degrees, a little bit of wind between 5 to 10 miles an hour. Nothing crazy there, but it should be a great night for football out in the Bay Area.
Best of the rest.
For best of the rest, we're going to go to the Major League Baseball slate. And if you haven't been following baseball recently, we're almost to the very end here of the regular season. This is the last series. Pretty much all these teams just have three games left. And pretty much all the tickets have been punched here for the postseason. There are only two teams where a playoff spot is up for grabs. It's the Milwaukee Milwaukee Brewers, and they will be facing the Arizona Diamondbacks tonight. And then it's also, you're looking at the other team that's up for grabs, the Philadelphia Phillies. The Phillies will be at Houston. So I want to focus on the two teams that actually have something to play for. Of all Major League Baseball teams, they're either eliminated or have clinched a spot, but the only remaining spot left would be between Milwaukee and Philly for the number three wildcard spot in the National League. Now, right now you do have a prop bet out there from DraftKings, just figuring out, hey, which team will make the postseason here. And right now it is a big favorite that you're going to see the postseason winner come from most likely Philadelphia. They do have a two-game lead here with three to go against Milwaukee. Philadelphia is minus 2,500 to make the postseason. Milwaukee is plus 1,400. But again, both these teams are officially alive. So let's look at the games tonight for two teams that really have something to play for. So let's start off here with the Milwaukee Brew Crew. Brew Crew are at home tonight against the Arizona Diamondbacks. This is a 7:40 p.m. Eastern time game. And the Brewers are a big favorite. They're around a minus 240 favorite at home against Arizona, with Arizona around a plus 210, plus 220 dog. And you have seen the total here, 7.5 juiced up under. Some shops look like they may be getting down to 7. But the line move is going toward Milwaukee. Milwaukee opened as low as minus 220-ish, again, up to around minus 240. And you do have seen this total, as I mentioned, fall to the under. It opened at 7.5, really juiced up under, minus 120. And there are still some 7.5s out there with the hook, but this thing is falling down to 7. So it does look like some under money, as well as this line move to Milwaukee. And it makes sense based on the pitching matchup. Tommy Henry will be pitching for Arizona. He's a young lefty here. He's 3-4 with a 5.98 ERA this year. But in his last three starts, the D-backs are 0-3 in those games, and he has an ERA of around 10 in the month of September. So Henry's been getting knocked around. Meanwhile, Brandon Woodruff, one of the best pitchers in baseball, one of the aces here for Milwaukee, 13-4 this year with a 3.05 ERA. His last four starts, been pitching great. Milwaukee's 4-0 in those games, and he has an ERA of around 2.3 in the month of September. The public is all over Milwaukee, so 80% of bets are on Milwaukee as a public play, but we have seen this line move in their favor. One thing we have noticed in baseball this year, home favorites. Home favorites have done very well. If you're a home favorite of minus 200 or more, you're 71% this year, turning a small profit. Also, we do have Milwaukee coming off a loss. Monday home teams that are coming off a loss this year, it's kind of a small sample size, but 41-22, 65%. That kind of tells you, hey, you lose on Sunday, you're expected to win Monday, you do tend to bounce back and win. Obviously, the number here is pretty big, around minus 240. If you do like Milwaukee here to win by two or more, you could look at the spread. That's -1.5. You could take it down all the way to around minus 115. As well as, again, the total that we talked about, you do have an advantage there. With a recent performance from Milwaukee, they're 6-1 to the under their last 7. And also, 60% of bets are on the over, yet this total has fallen. So, again, if you like that under 7.5, you want to grab the hook, you could see it fall to 7. That way, a 4-3 game you'd win versus a 4-3 game you would push. Milwaukee does have the advantage at the plate. They're hitting 235 versus 231 for Arizona. They also have a far better team ERA, 3.85 versus 4.28. And Milwaukee is 44-34 at home. Arizona just 33-45 on the road, and Milwaukee as a favorite, they've won the games they're supposed to. They're 70-53. Arizona is just 48-68 as a dog. Now, for the other big matchup tonight for best of the rest, again, Philadelphia Phillies. Phillies are expected to win or secure this last final playoff berth here. And again, as we mentioned before, minus 2,500 prop bet to get that last wild card spot. It's kind of an unbettable number. It's just so high there, but it does reflect that 96% implied probability that Philly will eke into the postseason here. For them not to, it'd be plus 1,400. But it is a tough matchup tonight. It's an 8:10 p.m. Eastern time game. Philly is at the Houston Astros. And right now, the Astros are listed as a short minus 125 home favorite. And the total is 7 in this game. Now, the pitching matchup is interesting. Aaron Nola is 10-13 this year, 3.36 ERA, but he's done well in the month of September. 3-2 in the games that he started in September, 2.93 ERA. So his ERA has been better in September than it has been all year. But he'll be facing a really tough pitcher here, Lance McCullers Jr., who's 4-1 with a 2.38 ERA. And in the month of September, in the games he started, 4-0 with a 2.81 ERA. Now, we have seen a little bit of movement here toward Houston. Houston open has around a minus 120 favorite. They're up to minus 125. A couple books out there inching up to around minus 130. So the line is going in favor of the Astros a little bit. They would match some correlative betting, favorite low total. So favorite of around minus 125, minus 130, a low favorite of 7, 7.5. Again, fewer amount of expected runs scored, more likely they come from the better team. Also, interleague matchup here. You know, you tend to lean on some favorites and some line moves in interleague. Just the lack of familiarity benefits, quote unquote, the better team as well. Philly does have the advantage with the bats. They're hitting 255 versus 247. But you have a much better pitching staff here for Houston. 3.96 ERA for Philly, just 2.92 for Houston. Philly struggled. They're about even, I guess, 500 on the road, 39-39. Houston's been great at home, though, 53-25. Again, where does this line move next? If it continues to creep up toward Houston, you are getting a good team, even though they've already clinched, good team at home with a line move in their favor at a pretty low price. And then also with the total, if you still find a 7.5 out there, could be worth a look at the under. Houston is the best or one of the best under teams in baseball this year, 89-56 to the under. And you do have kind of a dome or closed roof stadium under advantage at Minute Maid Park here. When the dome is closed, or retractable roof is closed, basically the ball doesn't travel. It's an advantage there to the under, perfect conditions for the pitcher. And again, you won't see any weather blow out or, you know, benefit an over system match there. So keep an eye on the total, but a short number there for Houston. Again, Philly or Milwaukee, who's going to get this last wild card spot? That's something that I'll be looking out for in today's Major League Baseball slate. Football season is the best time to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, my first sweat of the night, I have to go back to that big Monday Night Football showdown. And I'm going to go back to my contrarian roots here. I'm going to take the San Francisco 49ers on the money line at minus 120. Now, a couple things right off the bat. You could go 1.5 if you like San Fran. You could save the juice, go minus 1.5 at minus 110. But I like to go money line in this spot, just in terms of the odds makers telling you right off the bat, hey, 1.5 point spread, it could be a very low, could be a very tight game here. I don't want to see a 1 point win by San Fran. And if I lay the 1.5, I lose. So you could go minus 1.5 at minus 110. But I'll pay 10 cents more in juice just to go money line and kind of the security of knowing, hey, I just have to win this game versus maybe missed extra point or a tight spread here or a 1 point win. So I'm on San Francisco on the money line minus 120. Now, the reason for taking San Fran, a couple things going on, guys. This to me is kind of a classic fade the trendy dog opportunity. It's kind of in a way similar to that Miami Dolphins Cincinnati Bengals game. If you remember on Thursday night where the public was all over the Miami Dolphins and the Bengals were kind of a contrarian home favorite there. And they did see some line movement in their favor. Now, we don't really have the line movement because San Fran opened around a minus 1.5 point home favorite. And again, hasn't really moved off of that number. I'll be waiting, as you mentioned in the earlier breakdown of this game, to see if, hey, is there late movement taking San Fran up to 2? That's what I want to see. Anytime I place a bet, I want to see that late move go in my favor. It tells me that, hey, respective money is on my side there. But either way, I still think this is a great opportunity to bet against the public. 75% of bets are on the Rams. So when you get to these, just in general, contrarian spots in the NFL, I want to bet against the public. NFL is the most heavily bet sport, most public action of any sport. Obviously, NFL is king. And the public, more often than not, they lose. So when I see 75% of bets on one side and it's so lopsided, boom, I automatically want to go contrarian, place myself on the side of the house, bet against the public who loses more than they win, and take the 25% there with San Fran. But you do have an indication of some sharp action here in the form of a line freeze. What a line freeze is when you have heavy betting one side, but the line really doesn't move. So think of it this way. If the Rams are getting 75% bets and the spread is San Fran, you know, laying 1.5, then why isn't this down to a pick 'em? Why isn't this flipped to Rams -1? The line really isn't going to the Rams despite being a big public play. That tells me oddsmakers, despite all this heavy betting on the Rams from public bettors, they're not willing to drop this line toward the Rams because they don't want to give out a better number towards San Fran. And again, fade the trendy dog. You know, I love the dogs that are gross, that have no shot, that look like, you know, they got no opportunity. Like, I'll give you a perfect example. The Patriots yesterday, you know, obviously it was a Bailey Zappi game, but Brian Hoyer, backup. Patriots have struggled at Lambeau, at the Packers. Public was all over the Packers, yet we did see that 10.5, -10.5 Packers get down to -9.5. So Patriots cover that number. So my whole point being, I like the dogs that are gross. Those are the dogs that really have a lot of value. When a dog becomes popular, they lose their value. They become trendy, and I want to bet against trendy dogs, fade trendy dogs. So that's why another opportunity there to back San Fran. Also, it's just kind of fishy. You know, San Fran didn't cover last week. The Rams did. So right off the bat, anyone who bet Rams is happy and wants to play them again. Anyone who bet San Fran last week are annoyed with them. They're mad they cost them money. They don't want to bet against them. So I always want to sell against teams that do cover versus buy that teams that didn't, just because you're kind of getting more value, an undervalued spot to take the teams that didn't cover. Also, another kind of fishy thing here, you know, why is San Fran, who's 1-2, favored over the Rams, who are 2-1? Shouldn't the 2-1 team Rams be favored over the 1-2 team? That smells fishy as well. Again, remember that that Dolphins game against the Bengals where Dolphins were 3-0, Bengals were 1-2. Anytime the team with the worst record is favored, that's also kind of a play that I want to get down on because it's kind of a fishy opportunity. And then also Shanahan, mentioned this before, but hopefully he continues to have the number of McVay. Shanahan 6-0, the last six regular season matchups against McVay. And Brad Allen, little cherry on top. I don't put a ton into referees, but I'll just take, you know, notice of them to see if they're kind of on the side that I'm leaning on. And that's what we do have here. So Brad Allen, 56% ATS to the home team. So I think you get a desperate, desperate performance here out of San Francisco. And again, if everyone's betting Rams, why has this line stayed where it's at? San Fran, I think, is in a really good buy low opportunity here on the money line. Again, fade that trendy dog. I'm on the 49ers. I'll be sweating the Niners to win the game on the money line, -120. Then my last sweat of the night, I got to throw in a Major League Baseball game out there. So we talked about a couple teams that have something to play for with Philly and Milwaukee. Neither of these teams really have much to play for, but I'm going to take the Tampa Bay Rays. The Rays are at the Boston Red Sox. It's a 7:10 p.m. Eastern time game tonight. And you have Tampa currently listed as a -140 road favorite. Total in this one is 8. But I think there's a big advantage to take Tampa Bay here. Number one, I am a Red Sox fan, born and raised in Massachusetts. And the Red Sox look like a dead team. They just got rolled there by Toronto. So number one, just the way this team, and again, it's tricky. You want to get to the final week of the regular season because a lot of these pitchers haven't been announced yet. You know, who has, you know, something to play for, who doesn't. So just be careful and, you know, tread lightly in these last 3 days of MLB. It can be very volatile. But I think I am confident betting against the Red Sox and betting on the pitching matchup for Tampa Bay. So Tampa Bay, they've already clinched the number 3 wild card spot. Boston's been eliminated. Tyler Glasnow, stud pitcher for the Tampa Bay Rays. He's been out all year. He just came back for the first time and pitched pretty well. He's got an 0-0 record with a 3.00 ERA. He's facing Rich Hill, the old lefty here, 42 years old, 8-7 with a 4.41 ERA. I want to bet against the Red Sox. I want to back Glasnow. This opened Tampa Bay -130. Now they're up to -140. We have seen these road favorites do very well this year, 60%. Also, Tampa's coming off a loss. Favorites off a loss who made the playoffs last year, 64% this season. So you have the line move toward Tampa. Glasnow over Hill's an advantage, at least on paper, hopefully on the mound as well. But Tampa, 12-4 head-to-head against the Boston Red Sox. They've really had the Red Sox number. Better team ERA, 3.36 versus 4.48, 4.58 for Boston. Tampa Bay, 61-38 as a favorite, and 22-15 against lefties, both winning spots. Boston, just 28-57 as a dog, 54-71 against right-handed pitchers. Also, great bet split here. Using our VSiN.com bet splits from DraftKings, only 60% of bets are on Tampa Bay, but they're taking in 95% of the money. That tells me, with a plus 35% sharp money discrepancy, that the bigger wagers and the line move is going toward Tampa. Then also, lean under here. Some books are 8.5. They're down to 8. the weather could play a factor. It's kind of cold in Boston. I can tell you, I'm in a suburb of Boston, about 20 minutes outside of Fenway Park, and it's about 50 degrees. It's really fall. Fall is finally here. But the under is only getting 42% bets, yet we have seen it fallen 8.5 down to 8. And it's also going to be windy. It's going to be cold, windy, wind 10 miles an hour from dead center blowing in. And then also, again, around 50 degrees. Tampa, meanwhile, 4-1 to the under their last five. So a little bit of a lean under there, but I do like and I will be sweating Tampa Bay minus 140 on the money line. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Monday, October 3rd. I wish you all the best of luck. Remember, we have so much great information at VSiN if you're looking for bet splits, best bets, actionable tips, anything you need to help you make a smart bet, just go to VSiN.com. Sign up for the newsletter, the VSiN Daily, VSiN.com/newsletter for free. Get sports betting info to your inbox every morning. And then again, VSiN.com/subscribe if you're looking to become a pro member. But have a fantastic day. Good luck. Hopefully you can cash some bets today because, as a wise man once said, that's what it's all about. Good luck, everyone.